Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it is time once again for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As it is Tuesday, we once again welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. And good morning to you, Dr. Miller. Just get right into it. What do you got?
Good morning. I'm here with Judy Leach, our site administrator. And I'm just going to give everybody a brief update on the vaccine situation out here for the coast. I don't have anything different to report than last week. We continue to get vaccines out here, but in very limited supply. And that's, I believe, both for Mendocino Coast Clinic as well as the Adventist Health Clinic. Just to keep it in perspective, we're getting less than 100 a week at the Adventist Health Clinic, and we are giving those to people who are 75 years and older, who are our patients. We're trying to give them out to the community as much as possible, but we just don't have that volume of doses at this time. And also, like before, we don't know how many doses we're actually going to get until the box actually arrives. And so that continues to make it difficult to schedule. But for at least for Adventist Health patients, we are scheduling people who are 75 years and above. And I believe that's also the approach that MCC is taking as well. The county is focusing on both the age group 75 and above and essential workers at this point. And we have an understanding with the county, since they have more doses, that they will be focusing on the essential workers. And so they're the ones who are doing the public vaccinations. Now, it is certainly our desire that at some point, if and when we get more doses, that we will be able to open some general public mass vaccination clinics. That is our desire. But right now, we just don't have neither the doses nor the facility to open it up to more of a general public. Right now, the best way, if you are in the general public and you are 75 and above or 65 and above and or in one of the essential worker tiers, the best way remains for you to sign up with vaccinatemendo.com. And that's the website that Ted Williams has put together. And you get alerts to your cell phone or email address letting you know that a mass vaccination clinic has been scheduled and how to go about getting your name on the list. So once again, that's vaccinatemendo.com. So with that, I'll turn it over to Judy.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. For our listeners this morning, it's also important for us to, you know, the question on everybody's mind is exactly what Dr. Miller is talking about. How and when can I get the vaccine? The questions are also coming in about continued COVID-19 screenings and how those are happening. So again, every Tuesday, those are happening here in Fort Bragg, and we encourage people to take advantage of that. That's over at the Veterans Building, I believe. And so we want to make sure that people are very aware of that. There are also individuals that have been asking about some news that came out a week ago about some of our restaurants here in Fort Bragg. And the fact that we have the opportunity of being tested if we have questions, we really encourage the community to take advantage of that. There are so many resources in town. So yesterday, again, with the COVID update, we did see that we have continued positive cases that are coming up throughout the county. In fact, yesterday there were 11 additional cases in Mendocino County. That brings our total to 3,612. A big thanks to this community for making their health and the health of our community at large a top priority.
All right. Well, thank you. Dred, any questions? I have no questions. I think everything was just
No, right. I think it's just kind of we're in a sort of a, not a holding pattern, but just, you know, more of the same right now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Dr. Miller, Judy, thank you very much for being with us. Rogalski here from the Coast.